Let us pray. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Have you ever felt like Peter Pan who said, "I'll never grow up"? Well, whether you like it or not, we don't live in Never Never Land, and time keeps on moving. So today we're going to look ahead to the next stage. We will most generally call this next stage in the Christian's life adulthood, and we'll think of it as a long-term investment. We read our text from Matthew chapter 6. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." As you grow older, you begin to see the importance of investing for the future. And so you might have an age in mind that you want to retire at. And when you're thinking about retirement, you're not making your investments for the short term, you're making them for the long term. You're thinking about that end goal, that end result, the final product to reach its maturity. In our text, Jesus points us to another long-term investment. He reminds us that everything in this world is only short-term, and that we have a long-term investment in our spiritual life. We have an investment that Jesus himself has secured for us. He died on the cross not so we could commit ourselves to the things of this world that decay and fade away, but to commit ourselves to heavenly treasures. And so he made a long-term payment for all sin of all time. He paid both for your sins of the past and for the sins of the future. And so as we look at our timeline, we see that this portion of adulthood takes up a big chunk. It is a long-term period. So what are we to do? We look at verse 19, which says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal." One of the biggest decisions in the adult life is, should I get married? And more specifically, to whom? We find that when it comes to that decision, our flesh is ready to latch on to many short-term investments. Our flesh is ready to latch on to external things like money, and more often physical attraction. The treasures in heaven are spiritual. Jesus is telling us to have a spiritual focus. When it comes to marriage, we find that physical attraction, externals, are things that fade away. They're things that moth and rust destroy. You find out X number of days down the road that she or he just doesn't look the same as they once did. Or selfishness takes root. You find that this is something that a thief can break in and steal away from you. But a spiritual focus on Christ that both the husband and the wife share is something that a thief can't take away, that moth and rust are not going to destroy. This is the strong, rust-resistant bond that resists the corrosion of sin through repentance and forgiveness in Christ. Marriage is meant to have long-term Christ goals in mind. One big reason for these long-term Christ goals is because in marriage, there are long-term implications. The children that are brought into this world by a man and a woman are long term. They have souls. And we're reminded to have Christ's goals in mind when it comes to these children. We're reminded that Christ's goals will raise up these children to know these same treasures of forgiveness in Him, to treasure those things that are in heaven and not of this earth. And yet, the devil is going to throw various other distractions at you in your adult life, trying to get you distracted from your spiritual focus and your heavenly treasure, career, money, success. Our flesh is always ready to latch on to these sorts of things, to think short term. And so Jesus reminds us in Luke chapter 12, "Take heed, beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Jesus goes on to tell the parable of the rich man, the rich fool, who, if we were to picture him in today's society, would be the person who is an entrepreneur, is focused on securing all of his finances, is making investments to make sure that he can live a comfortable life, retire, move away to a retirement home. And he eats, drinks, and celebrates with this false assumption that God is something way off in the future and not something right now. Well, God says, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you." He wasn't able to take along any of his earthly goods when he died. He was thinking short term, and so is every one of us when it comes to our flesh and sin. Thinking about the here and now, what can provide the momentary satisfaction and pleasure. I spoke to someone who once knew this longtime crook who said, regarding a habitual thief, "Oh, he knows he's going to be caught eventually, it's just not going to be today." Always thinking short term. It's echoes of what our flesh says. But 1 Peter says, "All flesh is as grass, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you." Our treasure is in that which endures forever. The word of God. The gospel. The gospel treasure that brings forgiveness of sins, that pronounces you righteous before God, and leads you to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in your adult life. So you are making a long-term investment. You're making a long-term investment just by being here at Emmanuel, where everything is focused around heavenly treasures and not treasures of this world. It's what sets Emmanuel apart from other schools. In fact, actually, Christ has already made the investment for you. He's already put down the deposit. He's already secured the benefits. Benefits that come immediately. Forgiveness of sins. And benefits that we look forward to. Deliverance from sin and eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A treasure which in your adult life will bring forgiveness for all your wrong decisions and also lead you to make the right decisions. This is your life as an adult in Christ. Amen. We close by singing hymn 214, stanzas 3 and 4.